Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
You are most welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. Kids Express brings you the voices of children on a variety of issues that affects their life, providing them an opportunity to speak their mind and for their voices to be heard and for the listeners to take action to be a part of what the children are going through and make sure that they help them to be better citizens. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the pupils from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School here in Juba. Most welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm by name James Kiam Siliano. I'm in Standard 8. I studied in New Apostolic Church Primary School.
Most welcome. By the name Jennifer Joseph Dog. I'm in New Apostolic Primary School. I am in Standard 8.
Okay, my name is John Vidal Joseph. I study in New Apostolic Church and I'm in Standard 8.
Okay, my name is Achille Ding. I'm in New Apostolic Primary School. I'm in Standard 7.
Most welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, every year on the 15th September, the world celebrates International Day of Democracy. We are looking at democracy, and for you as the young, it may sound something unique, but it is something that you need to know about as you grow so that you can be better citizens tomorrow, because it's through democracy that your voices can be heard. You can participate in nation building. The United Nations International Day of Democracy is annually held on the September 15th to raise public awareness about democracy. Various activities and events are held around the world to promote democracy on this day. Democracy is a universal value based on the freely spoken and expressed will of the people to determine their own political, economic, social, and cultural systems in all aspects of their lives. Evolved over centuries, democracies share many common features but cannot be reduced to a single model. In short, democracy pertains to the idea that everyone has the right to have their own beliefs and to say and write what they think. Every year on the 15th September, the United Nations celebrates these ideas on the International Day of Democracy. If you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, and Ministry of Education. Now, today in our discussion, we would like to know from our guests, our pupils in the studio today, what they know about democracy. So, from your understanding, what is democracy?
Okay, to my understanding, democracy is a political system in which the superior's power lies in the body of the citizen who can elect people to represent them.
Okay, yes, Jennifer.
To my understanding, it's the form of a government where eligible citizens have an equal say in discussion. Like, if me, Jennifer, to be a commissioner in a county, I can call for my eligible citizen to come and discuss more ideas from them. Like some of them, they will discuss about the development and how can we devolve our country. That means democracy is the form of government where eligible citizens have an equal say in discussion, to my understanding.
Okay, thank you. Yes, let me hear from John.
Okay, according to me, democracy is the process by which citizens elect leaders of their own choice.
Okay.
Democracy is the form of government in which chosen leaders are voted.
Okay. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for those answers. So, what are the different forms of democracy that you are aware of? James.
Yes, we have electoral democracy. When I talk of electoral democracy, this means democracy based on election. You might take an example from our president. He was elected by a citizen. That's why he is a president. That's why I say democracy based on election.
Okay.
One of form of democracy, we have presidential democracy. This democracy is the president of a state head power over the government. Like when you are in, well, like if you are the member of parliament and you want to travel like in Uganda, Kenya, you first give an information to your leaders, which your leaders which they will allow. Like if I have give an information to a speaker, then a speaker will give me back my result that no or yes. So that's why I say presidential democracy. This democracy is the president of a state head power, have power over the government.
Okay.
Okay, we have very many different forms of democracy, but according to me, I'm going to talk under parliamentary democracy. So, parliamentary democracy is the democracy that gives more power to the legislature. Yes.
One of the forms of democracy is the direct democracy. It is when citizens get to vote for a policy directly without any determined representatives.
Okay. All right, brilliant. Those are the views of the children from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School. We'll continue with our discussion right after the break.
Hush, my baby. Hush. hush, my son.
Tula Baba, Tula Sana, Tula Baba, Zoya, Everseni. Hush, my baby, hush, my son. I'll be home when the morning comes. Tula Baba,
Tula Baba,
Tula Sana,
Tula Sana.
Hush, my baby,
hush, my baby,
hush, my son.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program with me, Morrison, and the children's crew. We are looking at democracy at a young level of the children. We are preparing them for the future. That's why we felt it necessary to discuss this with them and find out from them what they know about democracy. So let me understand from you, what is a democratic form of government?
To my understanding, it's a government elected by its citizens. When I talk of a government elected by its citizen, it is the citizen who elect the government to represent them. When a government is not elected by citizen, it's just brought from uppercase, just put in his place. He or she will have a decision of making his own rules. But when he is elected by citizen, it is hard for him or her to give a bad word, give wrong information, because he knows that giving bad rules, he will be changed because it is the citizen who vote for him or her.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Jennifer.
It is a government where the power is given on people. Example, like I, Jennifer, to be a commissioner of a county. If I have small discussion with them, I can call them to come and discuss, like Chris in Paris, I can call them that, you people, I have called you for the meeting because of the trees in Paris. I want to cut them down so that we can have these trees to build schools, to build hospitals, churches, what. Then they will allow me to have that power, to have a power on them. That's why I say it is where the power is given on the people.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, let's hear from John.
Okay, the democratic form of government, it is a government of the people, by the people and for the people. So this is a government which is chosen by the people, and it is chosen to provide things for the people and for the people.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Let me hear from Achol. We are going to ask this. How does democracy work from your understanding?
According to my own understanding, it's a government governed by people. And it is governed by people because a government, it's actually being governed by people because it's like a president. He can be like in terms of voting. You know, it needs people. It's people who do elect for him or vote for him in case of him being a president of a country.
Okay. All right then. So we have been sharing how elections are done, how leaders come into being. So how does this democracy really work from your views? How does democracy work?
Okay. Yes. According to me, democracy works when there's freedom of expression. So when the citizens are given their freedom of expression, they will be able to choose the right leader they want.
Okay.
Yes, according to me, it works when the people are allowed to vote for their leaders. When a people is allowed to vote for his or her own leader, he knows the reason of voting for his own leader. That's this, according to me, how it works.
Yes, Jennifer.
It works when the government assigns power to the citizen. For example, like what I have told, it's when you have agreed with your citizen and you want to do that. If you assign power to the citizen, if you have called meeting for them, those people, they will not go and tell to others why is this commissioner is doing this and he or she did not give us the information that he want to cut or she want to cut the trees. What is it? They will exa- Example, like if they hurt it like that, you have a power to assign power to the citizens. That's why I say like that.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Achol, do you have any point to add on that?
Yeah. It works actually. It works when there is a freedom of speech, like when there is election. Election being held, so it's a freedom, but it's not a must for everybody. It's actually like election can be a person votes from 18 and above. So when there is a election being held, so it's a freedom from everybody from 18 and above goes and votes. So that's how it works.
Okay, thank you very much for that. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more ideas from you.
Every minute of every day, 245 children are born around the world. That's 2.5 million children a week and 128 million children a year. Every one of those children is born full of potential. But they won't get there without everyone's help. From the start, a baby needs to be loved, cared for, and protected from neglect. A baby needs to be protected from illness and disease. A baby needs to be clothed and fed a healthy diet, so she can grow strong. As a child grows, he needs to feel safe to explore. That means a safe place to live and play. Safe drinking water, healthy food, clothes, and someone to catch him when he falls, so he can reach his milestones and get help when he doesn't. As a child grows, she needs a chance to learn, free from discrimination. A child needs to be encouraged to ask questions, to develop their curiosity and unleash their imaginations, and time to play, for sports, for leisure activities, and for cultural traditions. As a child matures, he needs a chance to spread his wings. That means the freedom to express himself, and the freedom from exploitation in all forms. That also means access to information, and opportunities to gain experience that will help them give back as adults. Will you help a child in your life reach their dreams? You have more power than you think to nurture, protect, inspire, and teach, and to help a child reach their full potential.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
Welcome back from the break. We are talking about democracy, and with our young people, we would also like to know from them if they really know what democracy is and to what extent do they know about democracy. Now, our question is, why is exercising democracy important for the citizen? To begin with you, Achol.
Okay, it's important. It gives people a chance of speaking out their voices. Like, for example, like people speak out. They need a people. Like they need something, so that, like they speak out for them to be helped.
Okay. Yes, Jennifer.
By voting for their leaders. Example, like in our school, every year we used to change the head girl. Like if you want to become a head girl, if you are 2 or 1, 3, we use people, we are voting for them so that if they are coming for campaigns, they come and speak what they will do if they will become the heads of the, like example, to be a head of prepex, that we used to vote for them.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let me hear from James.
Yes, it helps the citizen to participate in what they have. You know, when a citizen have a feeling to talk what he's having, that is the chance he may get to speak what he's having by his own acts. When he want to change the leader or he want to what, it is that expression that it is the time that he is given.
Okay, John.
Okay. Democracy works when there's freedom of expression.
Okay.
So, when they are given that freedom of expression, they will express themselves. And also, they have a right to say that this leader is not good. We should not vote for this leader.
Mm. Okay. Thank you very much for that. We'll go for a break. And when we return, we'll listen to our guests who are here with us, who will tell us what are some of the activities that can promote nation building democratically and for the citizen. This right after the break. From the break, we are looking at democracy. We know very well that for sure that the children, to be in a better position, they have to be mentored. And this starts either from home or at school. And so for the parents, I think it's also important that they impart this knowledge to the children, and they will be in position to know what goes on in the country and what happens in the country. So what are some of the activities that the parents can do to their children or the teachers to empower them democratically?
According to me, the parents are allowed to take their children for a such meeting, either community meetings, school meetings, because in a school, by any means, a meeting will appear involving parents. So that is the chance given to the pupils to attend with the meeting with the parents. So from there, if the young children is allowed to attend that meeting, he or she will have the opportunity to be brief. So in future, he will become the good leader.
Actually, parents have to help their children in decision making. Like, they should help them to whether they're doing the right decision or not.
Okay. John.
Okay. When parents are going for voting, they should take their children with them so that they will see how the process is going on. So for this reason, when they reach 18, so also they can be able to vote for leaders.
Yes, by reading newspapers to their children, so like what we are doing in democracy, it will be written on the newspaper on date 15 of September, so that it will allow children to know about democracy in South Sudan or in the world.
Okay, thank you very much for those ideas that you have given. So I would like to know, why is it important for the young people to be represented democratically, from your views?
Okay, young children should be allowed to make some decisions. For example, they should be allowed to speak out their voices.
Yes, it promotes peace. Like when you are discussing with your citizen and you are sharing the ideas, it promote peace. It cannot give misunderstanding with your citizens.
Okay, John.
It is important for the young people to be represented democratically because their voice should be heard also. They have a right to elect the leaders. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it helps as a young person. It helps for he or she to be a light reader, for example, for he will be given human what? He will be allowed to vote. So it may give him or her the right to vote.
Okay. Thank you so much for those answers. So we'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to what means that can be used to sensitize the people about democracy. This right after the break.
Our people, let's give this chance.
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Mirai, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. Today in our studio, we are looking at democracy with the young people. So let me know from you, why is it important for the young people to be represented democratically?
Okay, to my understanding, it helps them to attend such a meetings, school meeting, community meetings, even some issues that of discussing that will also involve them to be doing in future, because when they are grown up, they may also approach or pass through that process. That's why I said they are allowed to attend school meetings, community meetings, and many other on.
Okay. Yes.
Actually, it can reduce corruption. It's like it reduces corruption when people have like for example, in such areas, people to have like such gangs, you know, teams, all those. So in time of having been included into the democracy, there will be a leader, so they won't have time of like being into those teams.
Mm.
Okay, it is important for the young people to be represented democratically so that their voice can be heard. They have a right to say that this leader is not good, and they have a right to elect the right leader that they want to elect.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for those observations. So what means do you think can be used to sensitize people about democracy? Yes, James.
Yes, absolutely. The means, it helps them to be allowed to give rights when they are for such a meeting. They are allowed even to give out what they have out. So what may be what they have is also including in this meeting. That's why I said that.
Okay. All right. Yes. Tell us, Achol, what means do you think can be used to sensitize people so they can get to be aware about democracy?
It's like in search of community meetings. Yeah, when they hear of that, they will be interested of going for that meeting. So they will gonna attend and get more details from there about the democracy.
Okay. Yes, Jennifer.
Yes, through radios, so that you heard what is democracy is doing. That one, it can appreciate you to continue with your democracy.
Okay, yes, James, okay. John.
Through awareness campaign, telling them more about democracy, what democracy is, and telling them more the benefits of democracy, and telling them the negative parts of democracy.
Okay. That brings me to the next question, which says, what are the benefits of democracy, Achol?
Actually, it's a protection from abuse for power. Like, it's like some parents aren't having all the needs of giving it to the children. Some find them on the way, and some are being, like, for example, girls. Some girls can be on the way. It's a lack of having money and having everything from the parents so they can be on the way.
Okay, yes, James.
Yeah, so absolutely, it gives people the right to vote when the leader is not good. That is the right chance for the people or the citizen to vote for another leader.
Mm.
It gets people involved. Like, if you are a thief, you are going to steal somebody's properties every day. If you attend these meetings of democracy, it can involve you in that meetings.
Okay, all right. Having said that, how can the parents empower and mentor their children to be leaders tomorrow? What can the parents put in their children to make sure that when my child grows, he or she will be in this place, will be in this kind of office, at a leadership level? What do you think the parents should do for the children?
Some parents actually will be giving so many advices, telling them to their children and saying, in case of doing this and that, and how he or she is going to be in the future.
Mm.
Okay, by encouraging them to help the elders in the community. So if they become a leader, they will not think of themselves only. They will also think of the citizens by helping them.
Okay, it gives the leader the right when by telling them the truth. If he or she becomes the leader in the future, the statement or the standard that he could go under to is this steps by step, but by not just going anyhow, because when a leader is chosen, you should not be what very angry with people. You should direct people the way they should go.
Mm. By discussing with their children, like my mom, she told me, I want you to be a journalist like Gabriel David Shaddad, because if you are inside things like this, your parents are devising you for these things, you can do better so that you become like that. Why my mother told me that I want you to become like David Gabriel Shaddad.
Okay. Right, those are the views of the children from New Apostolic Church Nursery and Primary School. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from them. This right after the break. Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. Let's get to know from you. In school, you have elections, you elect prefects, you elect class monitors. So do you think that is enough democracy you're already practicing, or you should get to know more about democracy? Achol. Yes, Jennifer.
Yes, it is enough in our school. Like, if you are two or three in one position, they can make election. So that if you have Even we cannot select only one person that to come and represent the school, but we want to vote for you. Who maybe you will be the loser and that one will be the winner. So it is enough in our school to make election.
Okay. Let's have the next person. Yes, John.
According to me, it's enough.
Okay. All right. So how important are the campaigns you have in school as you elect your leaders? How important are they?
Okay, to my knowing, it's important because when you elect a leader, that will give an opportunity to him or her to be confident because he is elected, so he may share what he's having to the peoples. That's why I say it is very important.
Yes, Achola.
Okay. It's very important because it's like when a head girl or a head boy is being elected, he's within the school, he can be well known and he has the opportunity of telling what's right and what's wrong. For example, if he sees a pupil doing something wrong.
Okay. John.
It is good because it helps you to express yourself. For example, in the class, if you are very shy and you are elected as a leader, you'll put much effort so that you'll talk to the pupils in the class.
Okay. All right. So what lesson can we learn from democracy? What lessons can we learn from democracy?
We learned how a leader is being chosen in a country. And we can also learn how to become, I mean, it's actually the same.
To participate. Okay, yes. John.
Okay, we learn how to elect leaders democratically.
James, you have something to add?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. We'll go for a break. And when we return, we will conclude with your aspirations toward democracy. And what would you like to be in the future?
A rainbow that's filled with many colors, yellow, black, and white, and brown. You see them all around. The world is a rainbow with many kinds of people. It takes all kinds of people to make the world go. When you stir it up, the world is a rainbow with many kinds of people, and when we work together, it's such a sight to see.
Welcome back from the break. I would like to know from you, what are your aspirations as future leaders of tomorrow?
Okay, as young people, we hope to have a peaceful nation as a result of democracy.
Okay.
Okay, according to me, we hope representation of youth in decision-making, so that if we grow up, we will know how to make decisions.
Okay, we hope for a change.
Okay.
We hope for equality in democratic government.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now we have come to the fun part of our show, where we do riddles, poems, and story with a moral lesson. So who has a riddle?
I'll first ask for your names, not so?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Acholding.
Spell it.
C?
No.
A?
No.
Okay, my name is John.
Yes, spell it.
IT.
Yes. So let us go to the second one.
Explain for us first.
It went. You are asked that what is your name? You have given already. My name is John Bidal.
Yes.
But the second that you spell it, it not mean that you spell your name, but you spell it.
Okay.
It that will that is beginning with the I T.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That means you just spell the word.
It's amazing.
It.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Any other reader?
Yes,
she does.
I was born by my father in front of my husband, who I am.
A woman.
No.
I am who I am.
No.
I think it's... Let me just have a try. I think it is if.
Yes, you are correct. I was born by my father. It means that father of yours is God. My husband is Adam, and I am Eve.
Okay.
Yes. Good one.
There is a tall tree having 12 branches. Each branch has 4 fruits. What is it? Yes, a tall.
I think this is a tree.
No. John.
A young goat.
No.
It's a full year.
Yeah, you are correct. Because the 12 branches are the month of the year, and 4 fruits are the weeks.
4 weeks.
4 weeks
okay.
In a month.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's have a poem for the day and a story to conclude.
Okay. Actually, we do have a poem, but we don't have a story.
Okay.
Okay, and it talks about defilement. Defilement, defilement. What a social evil. In towns, villages, schools, different young girls and boys are victims. The merciless people, the sugar daddies and mommies, tricking young girls and boys, using money and other gifts to meet their selfish desires. Everyday innocent girls and boys, some drop out of school while others die due to defilement. This is my advice. Young girls and boys, say no to money and gifts. The police help to arrest and prosecute the men and women who commit such crimes.
Thank you so much for that. Well, our dear listeners, we have come to the part of the end of our show. Thank you for being a part of Kids Express program. We have been pleased to have the pupils from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School, who have been sharing with us about democracy. Have a good time.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.